The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
It's half past 9 o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila, bringing it back.
Welcome to... I'm sorry, I'm yawning.
Yeah, there's a super pause there.
Welcome... Which, fuck off.
You know I hate
welcome,
that.
Fuck off.
Welcome... Why are you repeating yourself? I got it. Fucking welcome.
Welcome to TV Cynics.
Eighth fucking time.
Oh. Today we're going to...
Welcome back, Cotter, I guess.
Take a look at Walking Dead. Close, ooh, but way off.
Well, both shows feature dead people, so pretty close, I'd say.
True. Okay, first of all, Walking Dead.
We love that show, by the way.
Do we?
What, you don't?
I like it. I used to love it, but the last season...
All right, okay. The big complaint is you got the beginning of the season, you got the end of the season, and that's pretty much the storyline, and it's just filler in the middle. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They dragged the storyline out like crazy.
They need to take a lesson from fucking Breaking Bad and have a real storyline that's fucking driven by the show. Like, from show to show, week to week, it's going somewhere. Not just... Well, this week we're doing this, next week we're doing that, and maybe in a month there'll be like an actual episode that has something to do with like with the main theme of the year.
The problem with Walking Dead is that how many storylines can you have? I mean, you're walking around chasing zombies.
They're not chasing zombies.
Staying away from zombies, yeah, looking for a place to stay. It's hard to keep an audience, you know.
Hey, they're doing it though. We're there. You're fighting zombies. You're fighting people for resources. Okay.
I guess.
I don't know what they're going to do next season. Another group of humans to fight?
Well, here's one of my complaints about the show is...
Super zombies?
Early on in the series, the scientist showed you what happens why the people turn to zombies. He's like, well, their brain basically dies and just their brain stem is operating.
Yeah.
So, if that's the case, then just stabbing him in the head is not going to kill him. You need to destroy the brain stem.
Yeah, so beheading really would do the trick. Shoot, just a headshot really wouldn't work because obviously
that part of the brain's dead.
Yeah, if you're not hitting the brain stem. Did they say there was no function at all?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't recall what he said. Yeah. But yeah, so that doesn't really fly. But it's based on a comic book, so I am curious. Like maybe I check out the comic book and see where they're gonna go with this. But I think they're kind of going away from the comic book now.
Excuse
anyway.
Me, we call them graphic novels.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yeah, because Daryl's not in the comic book, and
yeah,
he's like the best character.
I know, he's a cool guy. They got away. I like, you know, just like True Blood, based on books, but then they got away from the books, and they're all doing their own thing. So who knows? Are they gonna fuck it up? Is it gonna be cool? I don't know.
Don't you get annoyed by Andrew Lincoln's character? Rick.
I was really annoyed with that whole crazy angle. Yeah, like, enough. He's seeing things.
And he always talks like this. Like, yeah, you can't be normal, dude. I guess he's been through a lot.
Yeah, he's a fucking pussy.
And I remember hating Carl, because the fucker would always like, Carl, go in the house. Like, no, I'm going to shoot zombies, even though I'm 6 years old.
Yeah. That 2 seasons ago, I was fucking, enough of this fucking kid.
He still got that fucking hat on.
Well, it's his hat.
I heard that they...
You can't buy a new hat.
I heard they keep the hat on him because it's kind of like an ode to the book, the comic book, because he always has the hat on in the comic book.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
From me. I invented that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. You know who I like is Maggie.
I know. You think she's so hot. You know the funny thing is? She's only hot all fucking scummy and dirty. When I see pictures of her, the actress, like, who is that? Oh,
did
that's
you
her?
Know...
She looks alright, but she looks way better all dirty.
She is an American, but she has a British accent.
She's a fucking phony, that's what she is.
No,
I didn't know
she was born in America, but she was raised in England, so she has an accent.
Yeah, that's what I call a phony. Yeah.
Listen, that's cool. You know how much I love girls with accents. I date Maggie. The thing that always gets me is when her and what's that guy's name? Glenn? Have sex.
Asian guy, yeah.
They must stink so bad.
Yeah, they can't really bathe. They can't clean up.
And I don't know if she's shaving. She must be all hairy.
You could probably... They raid...
it's a zombie apocalypse,
raid stores
though, I mean,
and shit. You have plenty of downtime.
Do you really need to shave your snatch?
You have downtime. They have razors, I'm sure. Oh, wait a minute. I know it's really hard for Asian guys to grow facial hair, but he does need to shave at some point, and he's always fucking smooth, so they got razors.
Well, you know what? Rick has always got that scraggly beard.
Yeah, and it stays that way. It's not growing.
But it's not a beard. It's more like a...
He's got scruff.
Yeah, how long... The scruff doesn't grow?
No, because they're fucking shaving.
He doesn't have a trimmer, this dude.
They're shaving. He shaves every other day, and it grows fast. 5 o'clock shadow.
I guess when you're going crazy.
Which I don't have. My 5 o'clock shadow is like every...
2 weeks.
4 days or something. Like, when I shave, I'm pretty clean shaven for a couple days.
I hate when I'm clean shaven. I look weird to me.
Well, you look weird to me normally. Odd. You know, odd features. Proportions are a little off.
Shut up. I don't know.
Some people like it.
I don't know where where is the show going to go? How many more seasons can we go without, like, all right, you've already done this.
Some kind of resolution.
Are you going to keep bringing back the governor, I guess?
No. Okay, come on.
Last year, we have the governor. He's the big bad last year.
Yeah.
And...
Now it's just him and two other dudes. They fucking all left.
He goes crazy. Meanwhile, it's like 30-1. Everyone's got guns. And then the guys, his two goons just stand there like, yeah, he went insane.
It's like, yeah, dude's fucking nuts, huh? He shot everybody?
And my thought was like, what do you need him for?
Yeah.
He doesn't have money.
Okay.
And he doesn't have any kind of power, really, other than what he makes up in his head.
And, well, he was kind of running the town, not that the town needed running, but now they weren't even going back to the town.
Yeah, because it's overrun now.
And the townspeople left and went to the prison. So it's pretty much the governor and his two henchmen, which, yeah, as you said, they don't need him. They could have said, dude's fucking nuts, let's just kill him, or just abandon him, let's go do our own thing. But no, we're all going to hang out together, so I would hope that he's not going to be a presence anymore. In subsequent seasons, because why?
But why didn't they kill him off then? So you know they're bringing him back.
Well, no, you don't kill him off because even if you have a different idea of where you want the show to go, you gotta leave that open. Just in case. Maybe 2 seasons from now, now the governor's back and he's hunting the people in the prison. There you go.
You know what made me mad is when they turned away that black guy and his gang.
Yeah. Well, they're in there now.
Yeah, but I liked him.
I know.
And plus...
Oh, that guy, the black guy, was in The Wire, which you still haven't seen.
Wouldn't it be a good idea if, like, oh, that guy's a big black guy, maybe I should stick him in there?
Why are you so racist?
Well, no, because you want to... If you're fighting zombies, you probably want a big muscular dude to come help you out.
I don't know why the racial component's in there. I'd like a big, strong man. He doesn't necessarily have to be a big, strong black man. I know you're a fan of the BBCs, Big Black Cocks, but, I mean, come on, man.
BBCs, BBWs.
Yeah, all the abbreviations.
BBMs.
Mm-hmm.
Big Beautiful Man.
Oh, I thought there was a Big Ball Movement. I thought you were going that route.
Big Beautiful Man.
3 Bs? Triple BM?
Ooh. Big Beautiful Man.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, big men are beautiful. Did you notice that?
What about a BDW? No, wait.
Big dumb. I don't know where you're going.
Big dead woman.
Ooh. No one's doing much zombie fucking. In some of the zombie movies, they do.
I told you, there was one movie, I think it's still on Netflix, called Dead Girl, I think. And these two dudes, they decided, oh, let's go to, this is a bonus. I'm giving you a review of a movie.
Yeah.
So these two dudes, they go to, like, an abandoned, like,
warehouse, kind
sanitarium
of
or whatever, mental institution. Oh. And in the basement, they find this zombie girl. And instead of, like, you know, what I don't know what else you do with it, they tie it up and start fucking it. And then charging, like, dudes from the school to come down and fuck it.
You know what? Sounds realistic. Is that a documentary?
But then things went awry.
What, she got loose and started eating them or something?
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
I give it 3.5 stars. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I think it's still on Netflix. It's called Dead Girl. Look it up.
It was before. I seen that it was there.
You don't listen to my... You don't take my...
I mean, you have these sick fucking tastes, man. I know what you're into, and that might freak me out, man.
Shut up.
I don't know. I have trouble sleeping. I get nightmares.
But yeah, I think, you know, There's gotta be some hot. They have some hot zombies on there. Fuck them.
Yeah, like I said, I've seen it in movies where they do that. I'm wondering, will a storyline be chasing a cure? And now maybe they get some kind of rumor about that, and now this the season's gonna be trying to track something like that down.
You know, the other thing that annoys me about the show is that they said, okay, everyone's infected. Then why does Bite still, like, oh no, you've been bit.
No, let me tell you something. I'm going to explain it to you.
Okay.
A bite will kill you and change you immediately. Now, there is, you know, that little bit dormant in your system. So when you die naturally, you do turn. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
There you go, and that's why.
I don't like that.
Well, no, I like it. It's better. Gives you more possibilities.
I guess.
Not just a run-of-the-mill, oh, you're bit, now you're a zombie. Nah, you fucking, anything happens, you die, stub my toe, I got a zombie toe.
Now, if we're, okay, there's a zombie apocalypse, and it's you and me walking around, wouldn't we go to an island?
Well, you know I don't know how to swim.
You find a boat, you go to a fucking island, there's not going to be zombies on the island.
Why not?
And if there is, you kill them all, they're not going to get any more, zombies can't swim.
I guess. Oh, that was that movie, remember they all went to the mall? Remember at the end, they got in a boat and went to an island and they all got killed at the island?
I love the mall one.
Yeah, it's a good one. Oh, that reminds me.
Because I like malls. I'd always, if there was anything in the world, I would go to the mall.
I know. I would just hang out there. I would have stayed. But
there's plenty of food.
Shut up.
Cool clothes.
I knew some guy, and he must have been some, either he's a liar or he's just fucking
too good for your Hugo Boss suits, huh? Not anymore.
No, I got one. But, he was one of these zombie apocalypse nuts. You know those guys are around where they just think, oh, you gotta be ready, zombie apocalypse, and they kind of halfway believe it, like it could happen.
Even though scientists have said a million times it's not gonna happen.
No, but they're gun assholes, and they go, they've got like a fucking stockpile of ammunition. They've got guns around. Oh, I'm ready for the apocalypse. I fucking hate them.
It's not gonna happen.
Well, I know.
That's the biggest thing that's not realistic about the show. It's a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, I mean, the whole... Oh, that reminds me. I'll tell you later, but I seen a zombie movie recently. I'll tell you later on in the week, my experience
with it. You know, the thing about Walking Dead...
Bit of a teaser.
I'd like to see is some flashbacks to their regular lives. I was watching that Orange is the New Black show. They do a lot of flashbacks, and it's interesting. Like, you get to know the characters.
Well, you have to, or every fucking episode is nothing but the prison, and you gotta change it up.
But I like that. They show you how everyone got in the prison.
Yeah,
in that show.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
HotShowWizKids.com. Check everything out.
Don't everything forget, in the world. Check it out.
If you're listening on Wednesday, September 4th, tonight, and you're in the Buffalo, New York area, I'm playing Helium Comedy Club tonight.
It's so, real. He's promoting the shit out of this.
Out.
It's going to be huge.
Come
so,
out.
Yeah.
And support. I'll sign you an autograph.
I mean, I won't be there, so please come out there and support him, because I won't, as I said.
Yeah, because he's not a true friend.
Yeah, I mean, we're pretty good acquaintances, I guess. HotShowWizKids.com.